I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And believe me, man, we got tons to talk about because it's here. College football week one is in the books now. And obviously that means NFL football coming in hot this coming week. I can't wait. I love it. We'll be talking NFL. We'll be talking college. We'll be talking Major League Baseball as the final push for the postseason is coming real hot here, too. So much to talk about. So much to dive into. The U.S. Open. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'll admit it a little bit, my man. I am a little tired after getting home from the Arizona State Northern Arizona game last night. But, yeah, baby, college football is back. And, I'll tell you what, you know, there are some teams that look like they hadn't played football in a while or ever. And, ASU was kind of one of them for a little bit last night. Too many penalties. Texas is another one. But at the end of the day, college football is here. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it. What you thought. The whole thing, my man. Let's do it.
Yeah, we will. I believe on the other side that we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. I believe he's watching the Brewers in Toronto and not going so well for the Toronto Blue Jays so far. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and obviously we'll get into it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I made a mistake. We're not going to have John Poulter today. I forgot. I believe today is the day that he and his wife were going to head down to the ballpark and check out the Toronto Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers, where the Brewers have taken the first two. I think he's busy today, actually, Mike. So my mistake on that. I think we're going to do things a little different in that case. I do want to talk college football with you, especially since you did take in ASU and Northern Arizona. We'll start there. And yeah, I was tracking that game as well, my friend, and I'll tell you, I was definitely disappointed in the way that Arizona State went out there and showcased their talents against who we would really think is little brother to Arizona State University. Letting them score at the end of the ball game, I don't know how that's going to settle with Kenny D. You'll be at practice this week, I'm sure, to kind of get the feel on things like that. But, you know, ultimately, I think this is a game. This was an opportunity for them to really smack Northern Arizona in the mouth, and I don't really think they did that. I would say quite the opposite. I would say NAU can walk away with their heads pretty high, Mike, and say, you know, if it weren't for a couple few plays here and there, especially with the early start where Arizona State was up 14-0, this in a weird way may have been a winnable game for Northern Arizona, and I think that's probably almost embarrassing for Arizona State University to even have that thought in people's mind. What say you?
Well, look, you hit the nail on the head there with it. NAU has nothing to be ashamed about. They came. They battled as best they could last night. I thought the one thing with ASU that just held them back from really just going off offensively were all the penalties. The penalties were, I mean, that was, every time I look down on the field, I'm sitting there going, oh, another flag. Who would have thought, you know, kind of thing. I mean, there was, Andy, and I know you were watching the game because you and I were texting during the game, and there was a spot, I believe, in the third quarter, Sun Devils in deep back in their own kind of territory. They rip off. They get a big run, take it to the house, holding penalty. Okay. Next play, Sam Levitt, quarterback, drops back, 60-yard pass down the field, completes it. It doesn't go to the end zone, but I mean it was a big play, holding again. And then, you know, they had another penalty on the next play as well, which was a great gain. So they start off like first and 30, and I'm telling you, everybody in that press box last night was just like, can you stop holding? Can you stop killing your team? I mean, it was just, you could tell people were getting a little frustrated with what they were seeing, and you could hear the crowd. They were getting frustrated as well. You know, what, Sam Levitt had about 259 yards, 260 yards passing last night. He had a big 52-yard run for a touchdown. He looked really good. On that run, that big run, you know, my son was sitting next to me, and we both looked at each other like, wow, Sam Levitt got faster. Like, he took off and stuff. So he looked all right, but the offense in general was just not in sync, was not, you know, exploding like we thought that they could do against a team like Northern Arizona. And, you know, look, I walked out of there just thinking to myself, if they play like this, or they have this many penalties against Mississippi State down in Starksville next week, they're going to lose that game. They just will, because Mississippi State is not Northern Arizona. For sure. But overall, they get, you know, they walk away with the win, but there are plenty of things that at practice this week that they're gonna that they need to work on. Penalties is one of them. Stay, you know, focus. A lot of the penalties, they're mental mistakes. You know, and then, you know, Kenny Dillingham, head coach Kenny Dillingham of Sun Devils, he made that quite clear in the post game, that this was not going to be a problem. They're going to work on it, and however he needs to kind of communicate that problem, or communicate how to fix the problem, he's going to do. And knowing Kenny, like we all do, you believe him, for the most part, that this will get fixed. But, you know, look, first game, a lot of it can be, you know, I don't want to say a lot of it, but some of it can be attributed to, you know, first game. A lot of times first games, there's jitters and stuff. But look, you're ASU, they're Northern Arizona. This shouldn't have been as close of a ball game as it was.
Kyson Brown, the top running back for Arizona State,
yeah,
was able to even Sam Levitt as far as rushing goes. They did have 203 total yards on the ground, 257 like you talked about in the air. So quick math, that's going to be about 460 yards total offense. They gave up a little bit over 300, maybe 321, 331 yards of total offense for NAU. And, yeah, I would have to say this is a win for Northern Arizona. No joke. Even though they lost the ball game, Kyson Brown, do you think he can fill the shoes of one Cam Scataboo? And does the rushing attack look like it's going to be formidable?
You know, I think it's a little too early to tell if the rushing attack is going to be formidable. It's going to be a rushing attack by committee, yeah, for sure. Kyson Brown, I like Kyson Brown. I like what he brings. He's a little jitter. He's a little jitterbug, but he has quicks. And he's fast. He can hit the hole. The Army transfer, Kanye Udo, everybody thought he's coming in. He's going to kind of take over for, Cam Scataboo. But it was obvious fairly quick that the Kyson Brown, Relik Brown, I just call them the Brown brothers, but I think it can be. It's just going to take some work, and replacing a guy like Cam Scataboo and what he means to the program, what he'll always mean to the program, and what he meant for that team last year, the last couple of years, it's hard to match that. But I think eventually Kyson Brown is going to be the guy to do that, and he showed it in spurts last night. The only thing that you don't exactly like to see is that your quarterback has the same amount of rushing yards as your running back. But, you know, with Sam Levitt, a lot of that was a 52-yard run where he ran away from everybody last night.
Yeah, I mean, especially when they're not Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels, you don't want them running and doing that much without giving the ball to the running backs.
Right.
Look, we'll dive into the rest of college football on the other side. We've got a break here to take, but there were some upsets, and I kind of want to go over those with you. And obviously, Texas going down at the Ohio State. We'll get into that as well. So. A lot more college football on our mind here in the next segment. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program too as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And before we get back into more college football, I just got to say one thing, Mike Wilson. It sure is good to be a Green Bay Packer fan right now, as we have made one of the biggest gets in a long, long time, my friend. Getting Micah Parsons, if you ask me, was huge. It was absolutely incredible. And, you know, you think about how they went about it. The first, you know, they give up the two first-round picks and then obviously Kenny Clark.
Right.
But the truth is I'm not expecting those first-round picks to be very high, and Kenny Clark is an aging defensive tackle. So at the end of the day, great move, Green Bay Packers, man. Unbelievable stuff. So, yeah, I just wanted to pop that in there because otherwise we don't seem like we're aware of what's going on in the world, and that's a huge move. So kudos to the Green Bay Packers, my friend.
Yeah, very much. Big time kudos. When it happened, I went, oh, Lordy, here we go. It's going to be Micah this, Micah that from the Dorf, man. But I would be the same way. Look, if my team traded for Micah Parsons. But the one thing that I just sit here with all of that, and I know you and I talked about the possibility of him being traded last week or the week before. I remember saying that I wouldn't be surprised at all if Micah got traded. Dallas sports teams, their fans, they've been through it in the last 7 months, man. I mean, it's been crazy. You lose Luka, you know, you lose your cornerstone player for the Mavericks. Possibly a Hall of Famer, the whole thing with Luka, and now you lose arguably the best team, the best player on your football team, to a team. He gets traded to a team that's going to show up at Jerry's World in a month to possibly just remind all the Dallas people just how good he is. Like, if there's a game that Micah Parsons is going to want to just ball out, it's going to be in a month when the Packers come to Dallas to play a game. And, I mean, you know, Andy, Mike is just going to be juiced for that game. And the thing that I think about also is that Jerry Jones, he can't get out of his own way. Like this, you have a guy like Micah Parsons on your team, a guy that you have to really game plan it against and scheme up to make sure that, you know, Micah doesn't game wreck whatever you are trying to do. And because of pride, because of I'm a businessman and this is the way I do stuff and this is the way it is. No, it doesn't work that way anymore, Jerry. And I don't think the Cowboys are relevant because they're the Cowboys. They're not relevant because they're winning Super Bowls or making deep playoff runs. Like, it's not going to happen, but man, I'm sure all those fans in Dallas are just sitting there going, can we get somebody that knows what the hell they're doing in terms of our team? And now we're going to see, you know, is Dak Prescott really worth the money? You know, he's making $60 million, and, you know, that took away from Dak's effectiveness or his ability to be effective during the game by having Micah Parsons on the defense and possibly giving Dallas more possessions. Like, it just boggles my mind that when you have a franchise guy like that, that you trade him. And you trade him for some green beans. Like, that's all that was, because you're exactly right, Andy, with, you know, your take on the first round picks. Those are going to be low first round picks. Green Bay's not, they're not a bad organization. They're not a bad team. They're gonna be in the playoffs. They're gonna make runs in the playoffs. So those two draft picks, while Jerry sat there the other day and went, yeah, this is exactly what we wanted. Yeah, I'm going to call BS on that. You're getting two low first-round draft picks. Okay. Go feel special. You know, you're not getting anything. And I like Kenny Clark. It's just Kenny Clark's getting up there in age. You know, he's certainly a serviceable defensive tackle, but he's not exactly a guy that you scheme up against. But so kudos to Green Bay and Dallas. God, you know, I just, your fans, not that I feel sorry for Cowboy fans, but I do have a little bit of empathy for them and what they're going through.
A couple different levels on this trade, if you ask me, and I think you hit some of it, you know, right on the head with talking about how Jerry negotiates. You know, he's still negotiating like it's 1990 and we're in 2025. So I hear you there, and I think that to a certain degree, this was a lot about pride when you're talking about Jerry not wanting to give in to Micah, and, you know, Micah just wanted to get paid. Like, let's keep it real here. He wanted to get paid. I'm not a big guy on players wanting to get paid before they've actually honored their current contract, and that's kind of where we were here with Micah Parsons. I believe that ultimately they would have gotten a deal done. I think they wanted to get through this year, you know, and then make him the deal after his contract was up. But again, I think that those types of negotiating skills are something of the past. You know, it's got guys feel their value and their worth, and they want to get paid right then and now. And even if they have a deal, they kind of want to make that deal a little sweeter. So Jerry didn't want to play that game, and ultimately Micah Parsons got dealt to the team that was willing to give him what he wanted and probably a little bit more. You know, 120 guaranteed, 188 million total for 4 years. It's an unprecedented move, but again, this is an unprecedented type of player. It reminds me of somebody else very special that came to the Green Bay Packer organization, and you obviously know who I'm talking about. That would be Reggie White. This is the impact player that the Green Bay Packers have been looking for a long, long time. You know, the management in Green Bay, their contracts are up after this year as well. I think this was a move where they can probably pencil themselves in for a long, long time with the Green Bay Packers as well. So yeah, right. I think there's some levels to this, and I think the other level to this is, how do those Dallas Cowboy players feel about losing their best player and maybe one of the best players in the league? a game changer, a game wrecker. You know, so there's yep. there's more to this than meets the eye, and it's not just this isn't just something between Jerry and Micah that didn't work out. Like there's other people that this affects, and you kind of said it, you know, with Dak Prescott and how he's going to be able to go out there and play. I mean, look, they play on opposite sides of the ball. I get it. So do you. But the impact that Micah had on the game was the ability to get Dak the ball back maybe when he didn't think he was getting the ball back a little quicker. So there is a lot of levels to what happened, Mike. And I think at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers won this thing majorly, and Jerry can sit there and try to spin it however he wants to try to spin it. But if he doesn't think and know that he got the short end of the stick here, he will over time when he sees that Micah Parsons is out there making plays and the Green Bay Packers are moving on and advancing in the postseason. So, yeah, I think that this was a really interesting move, to say the least, because I don't know how in the world you let a player like that leave your organization under any right. and all circumstances, Mike Wilson. So, huge get by the Green Bay Packers and a huge loss for the Dallas Cowboys, and they will be feeling the pain probably as early as week one when they play the Philadelphia Eagles, my friend.
Yeah, no, they're feeling the pain now. Like, I'm sure some of those players on the Cowboys are just sitting there behind closed doors at their own homes, just kind of throwing their hands up going, what are we doing?
Yeah,
I'm sure that's probably happening. So I know I hear the music, but when we come back, I do have one more thing to say about it, but I know we got to go to break.
Yeah, and then we will get back into college football. We just kind of diverted there for a little while because Micah Parsons is too big not to talk about, baby. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A little Mike Wilson, a little Andy Dorf, maybe a little bit of you. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, speaking of real. Real college football, baby. It is back and it is in action. And Texas goes to the Ohio State. Go down 14-7 in what was a defensive battle, if you will, or an offensive struggle. And I think that that's maybe the thing to take away right away, early right out of the chute, at least for college football, is that these guys don't look ready to play. I'm just being honest with you. Lot of cases, it was ugly. It was sloppy. It was early weeks of football. So it will get better, people, as we all know. But, yeah, Texas, Arch Manning, it didn't have such a great first outing, if you ask me. I thought the guy looked pretty average at best. Texas – the offensive game plan was pretty lame, pretty lousy. Ohio State, similar, to be honest with you, not much going on. And, you know, I understand, you know, the defenses look good. Don't get me wrong, but lots of miscues on offense, lots of penalties, like, you know, you saw with Arizona State. Yeah. Just sloppy. We'll get back to that.
Do you mind if I talk about the Cowboys a little bit?
Go right ahead. I forgot. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Like, I just wanted to add, here's the thing that kind of strikes me, and I'm not sure how this works with the salary cap in the NFL, but Micah Parsons signs the 4-year, $188 million deal. Okay, we all know that. He got, and there's 136 of that, actually, that is guaranteed. It seems like a weird number, 136 million is guaranteed. I mean, you and I would take 136 million guaranteed over 4 years, you know, in a heartbeat. But out of that 136 million that's guaranteed, Andy, he got 120 million at the signing of the contract. So now, in guaranteed money, the Packers only, I kind of put that in air quotes, right, that they only owe him $16 million more in guaranteed money over the next 4 years. So, in essence, his salary is only going to be $4 million. And so, like I said, I don't know how that works with the cap. But if you're paying a guy like Micah Parsons $4 million bucks a year in salary because you gave him such a huge signing bonus, that's not a terrible cap hit at all. So if it works out the way I think it does, Green Bay not only pulled off getting, you know, a top two or three defensive player in the league, and a guy that's going to be there for a while because he's young. They also pulled off something that's going to save them money, and they will be able to go out and get other players with the money that they save in salary with Micah Parsons. Like, I thought about that the other day. I'm like, if this is true, man, Green Bay has some geniuses in that front office in terms of working the cap and getting around money. Like, it just kind of boggles my mind.
No, absolutely. The Green Bay Packers, like I said, front office guys were not under contract after this season. I'm going to imagine a move like this has such a huge impact on this team that it'll also have a huge impact for them as far as getting contracts and sticking around for a long time. And I'm going to look into what you said, but I do think that they had a plan, and they went out there and they executed their plan to perfection, Mike Wilson. So kudos again to my Green Bay Packers for doing something that a lot of people didn't think was going to happen. A lot of people thought it would get done in Dallas. You know what? It didn't. And he is now a Green Bay Packer, and he's probably pretty happy to be a Green Bay Packer. So I'm excited, man. I really am. I'm ecstatic. Jumping back into college football, because I want to get through some of these crazy upsets. And Texas going down to Ohio State is not a crazy upset, just first and foremost. But what was crazy was the lack of offense from both of the teams. LSU goes to Clemson, and they win that game. I watched that one, Mike. Pretty good football game, actually. And there wasn't a lot of scoring in that one either. But you know what? There were opportunities for scores, but they just didn't happen. And there were big plays made on defense, which I can appreciate as well. These two teams, to me, quite frankly, they looked the part. They looked like top 10 teams. They did. They looked like top 10 teams. Clemson goes down. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of excitement for that Clemson program. How big of a loss? I guess that's my question for you. With some of these teams that lost, like the Texases, like the Clemsons, how big of a hit is a loss like this to another very formidable team? Like, what kind of a hit do they take on a loss like this, Mike?
I don't. Since it's the first game of the year, it is. I think it's a hit. But I don't think it's going to kill you. We all know with college football and the way they kind of do things in terms of the rankings, you know, now seeing the playoffs develop and the whole thing, it's always been better to lose early than lose late. It is always better to lose early than late. So I don't think it hurts Texas as much as people think, and I don't think Clemson gets hurt all that bad as well. I mean, they only lost by a score, you know, a possession. So, you know, at the end of the day, and they lose to an LSU team, you know, and Texas loses to the defending national champion. So, which in my book, for both teams that lost, the Clemson and Texas, I think those two teams, when it comes down to the playoff, and if there's a bit of, you know, scuttlebutt going on about, you know, who belongs where and who gets a bye and all that kind of stuff, I do think Texas and Clemson deserve some credit for scheduling a game at a conference, you know, against some top quality opponent. You know, they're not playing the Nevadas. They're not playing the Wolfords. They're not playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. They'll have their opportunities for sure to play those, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor teams. But to go out the gate, start out the gate of the season, and you're Clemson, you're playing LSU, and you're Texas, and you're on the road in Columbus, I do think that those teams deserve some credit towards the end of the year if there's a little bit of, you know, controversy in terms of where they belong in the playoff. But, you know, we're talking stuff that's 4 months down the road in terms of that. But I don't think that they take a huge hit in terms of that. And you know, you talked about Ohio State and Texas a little bit, and yeah, it was a little underwhelming for sure. And Arch Manning, you know, he comes in with all the hype. He has a family of quarterbacks, you know, that he has in the family and can rely on. And, you know, you can tell he's a mature kid. Like, he didn't seem like he got too down on himself or anything when it wasn't, you know, it didn't go well for him yesterday. And his post-game comments are like, look, this is unacceptable. We have to get better. I have to get better. So, you know, in his mind, he's going to take responsibility for how he played and how his team played. But both those defenses were flying around yesterday. But I thought, and I agree with you, Andy, I thought the game plan for Texas was a little too conservative. You know, you got a guy like Arch, he can sling it. You can tell he has an arm on him. I mean, that ball just comes firing off of his hand, and it's tight spirals and the whole thing. He can run. You know, in the second half of the Ohio State-Texas game, I was wondering, are they going to get Arch Manning out on the perimeter a little bit, roll him out, get him away from the front four of Ohio State? And they did a little bit. And what do you know? They had some success. They kind of got it going a little bit, you know, and then they just couldn't. They just couldn't do it. Arch missed some throws at the end of the game. He had one throw over a linebacker right into his receiver's arms, you know, off the off-stretch hand of the defensive back, the whole thing. So the talent's there. I just think Coach Sarkisian for Texas has to open up that playbook a little bit for Arch, and he's going to be fine. I think overall he's going to be fine. But the hype in college sports anymore, it's almost disgusting, because Arch, you know, people are like, he's going to be the Heisman, this, that, and the other, right? I'm like, he played two games and he played at home, and he didn't play against, like, you know, top five defenses. Ohio State has a top five defense. So, I mean, and he's on the road in Columbus. So that's part of it too. But
yeah,
Arch is going to get better. He's going to be fine. People need to pump the brakes on the hype and the Heisman. He's figuring this out a little bit as he goes, because he hasn't, he's waited 2 years. So I think people just need to pump the brakes, man. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of figuring it out, when is Alabama going to figure it out? Florida State whipped up on them on Saturday, 31-17. Ty Simpson throws the ball 43 times, only completing 23 of them. Two touchdowns. Alabama doesn't look like they got their swagger back, and a lot of people were talking about them having it back. Florida State took it to him, my friend. Tommy Catalanos, what a story. He said Nick Saban ain't there, and he went out there, bro, and he backed up his words with his play on the field.
Let me just say this before we go to break. The Alabama head coach, he's on the hot seat. Like they should have won that game, but I think he's going to be on the hot seat quicker than some people thought.
Yeah, well, it could happen next week. Anyways, we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Keep it close. Obviously, I'm kidding about that, but it may happen sooner than later. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train.
Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy Dorf, I got my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You could be part of our program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Could always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, speaking of real, the U.S. Open is going on. We haven't talked about it at all, so I do want to talk about that with you in hour two. We'll talk a lot about the NFL in hour two as well, but a lot of life lessons, a lot of tennis lessons happening on the courts there in Flushing Meadows at the U.S. Open. There's been some interesting altercations between players that I have found to be interesting, to say the least. Taylor Townsend, an American, is having an amazing tournament thus far throughout the women's draw. Tommy Paul goes down last night fighting like he does, but his legs got taken out. Tiafoe goes down the other day. Ben Shelton went down the other day with a shoulder problem and an injury. The only guy standing right now, for the most part, is Taylor Fritz, and we'll see how long that lasts for. But Pegula, Lee going at it right now. They're both American on the women's side. Coco obviously still in it on the American side. Navarro went out a little bit earlier than I expected. But a lot of good and a lot of bad all at the same time from this U.S. Open. I'm seeing players do things that are really uncharacteristic, to be honest with you. A lot of double faulting, a lot of missed returns, like so many things that as a coach myself, I sit there and I watch and I'm like shaking my head and I just want 5 minutes with some of these people, Mike. I want 5 minutes with them. I just need 5 minutes to straighten you out. But really, it's crazy when you're looking at what they're doing at this level and they're having those types of mistakes. So we'll get more into it on the other side. Hour one's in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. A lot of NFL, a lot of tennis, and whatever's on people's mind, obviously, is on our mind. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm Artie Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and Herb Chambers of New England, with Labor Day holiday sales going on now at Herb Chambers at four locations: Burlington, Boston, Seekonk, and Westboro, Massachusetts, now through Monday Labor Day. How about the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech? Transfer quarterback Haynes King, 299 yards total offense, including 156 on the ground in a game-clinching 45-yard touchdown scamper. Haynes King with big numbers, 299 yards total offense, Georgia Tech over Colorado 27-20, highlighting Friday night week one college football action. Baseball-wise, out west, the Dodgers come up with a goose egg, losing to Arizona 3-0. Yankees 10-2 winners over the White Sox in Chicago. The hot ways continue for the Pinstripers. And the Red Sox got cooled off by the formidable Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates on a Friday night at Fenway, 4-2 the final there. Stay with us throughout the weekend with Sports Shorts right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, presented by Herb Chambers. Holiday sales days now through Labor Day at Herb Chambers, four locations: Boston, Burlington, Westboro, and Seekonk, Massachusetts. I'm Artie Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Sports Shorts, I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
Upset out of college football as ranked 25th Boise State takes a loss to South Florida. South Florida wins at home, kicking off the college football season 34-7. Big news out of the NFL that sent shockwaves to everyone as the Dallas Cowboys trade away Micah Parsons. Parsons now set to join the Green Bay Packers. In exchange, the Cowboys have received Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round draft picks, one in 2026 and 2027. Parsons and the Packers agreed to a four-year, $188 million contract that includes $120 million fully guaranteed at signing and $136 million in total guarantees, making him the highest non-paid quarterback in NFL history. On the courts, WNBA action. A couple games on the scoreboard. The Storm on the road get a win over the Lynx, winning 93-79. Liberty at home, W for them against the Mystics, winning 89-63. And the Mercury get the job done with an at-home W over the Sky. That final score, 83-79. Want more sports content or just to stay up to date on all things sports? Well, make sure you go on Instagram and type in at Behind the Sports Show. You can press that follow button and stay up to date on all things sports. You can also visit us online at sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Sports is 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to our Play of the Week segment. Last season, our picks went 12-6-1 against the spread. Let's Texas try to stay above 500 this go around. We're going right to the game of the weekend as Texas visits Ohio State at the Horseshoe in Columbus at noon Eastern on Fox. It's a rematch of the college football semifinal from last season when the Buckeyes knocked off the Longhorns 28-14 en route to the national championship. Texas comes into the showdown as the preseason number one, and their signal caller Arch Manning is a Heisman favorite despite just two college starts. While it's hard to find a glaring edge in this game on the field, and we have much respect for Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day, his new offensive and defensive coordinators Brian Hartline and Matt Patricia are downgrades. We'll take Texas plus 2.5. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships of Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and believe me, tons to talk about in that sports world, people. College football is here. It started. Week zero, week one, they have now come, and they are almost gone. A few more games today, a game on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, and that'll be Bill Belichick's opportunity to showcase what he's got for college football in North Carolina, because that's where he's at. NFL football is around that corner, man. It's coming in hot. It's coming in this week, so get excited, get ecstatic. U.S. Open is happening right before us right now. Pegula, Lee playing, a couple of Americans. You got Matt Arino going at it. This dude's been unbelievable at age 37. He's the guy that took out Ben Shelton the other day, Mike Wilson, so a lot happening in the sports world, as we know. Major League Baseball rocking and rolling. My Brew Crew just keep it going. They got one more today with Toronto. Yeah, man, life is good, brother. Are you ready to rock and roll this hour? Talk a little more college football, maybe a little NFL football, and get a little U.S. Open talk. You ready to rock, brother, or what?
Yeah, let's rock and roll, man. College football, NFL's here. Heck, NBA's right around the corner, too, my man.
No joke, man. It's crazy, man. It's the sports world. It's always rocking and rolling. We got to take a break. We will. We'll come back, and we'll dive into it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and by the way, we wouldn't mind hearing a little bit from you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro, so I want to talk real quickly about U.S. Open tennis and things that I've noticed. I don't know what you have or haven't been watching with it, but you heard me mention Taylor Townsend. You heard me mention some altercations and things like that happening on the courts. And, you know, it happens all the time, but quite frankly, I've been a little shocked, to say the least, at some of the altercations that I've seen out there on the courts, Mike. First and foremost, do you have any idea what I'm talking about with Taylor Townsend and Ostapenko when they played their match? There was a very heated exchange with them at the end of the match when they were shaking hands. Do you know anything about it? Yes or no?
Oh, yes. Like, I saw it, and it kind of shocked me because I just, you know, I don't watch tennis as intently as you do, obviously. You do for obvious reasons. You're a tennis guy, tennis player, tennis coach, the whole thing. But it did shock me, and I'm sitting there going, what's this one lady got? What's her complaint against getting beat? Are you just pissed off that you got beat and you felt you should have won, or what was the deal, Andy? Like, let me in on what you think about that, because I was going to ask you about it anyways. I'm like, is this just sour grapes about losing, or is there something else between these two players that I am unaware of?
It was absolutely sour grapes when you take apart what happened. Okay, so I'll give you the rundown of what took place. So the first set goes to Taylor Townsend. She wins in straight sets, but she wins the first set, and there's something called gamesmanship, okay, which is fair play. Okay, that's fair play, and they allow the tour allows a certain level of gamesmanship that it's borderline to being like unfair to a certain point. Okay, so what I mean is, after the first set, Ostapenko decided to go to the bathroom. Again, gamesmanship, it's well within the rules. Okay, so it's something that the game is they're allowing the players to do things like this, is what my point is. Okay, so
okay,
first and foremost, she loses the first set. She takes an extended bathroom break. Okay, it's not a 2-3-4 minute break, it's an extended bathroom break of like 7 to 10 minutes. Okay, so right there, that's gamesmanship. That's trying to get inside the head of your opponent, because they've got to stay mentally focused while you're doing whatever you're doing, right, for those 7 to 10 minutes. And give Taylor Townsend all the credit in the world, because she did exactly that. She stayed very focused. She was reading a book. She was talking to her box. Excuse me. She was hitting serves. She was shadowing. She was doing everything possible to stay focused mentally. So kudos to her. Okay, now let's go to the second set. So again, more gamesmanship by Ostapenko. The second set isn't going her way, so she decides to go to the trainer route. Players do it all the time, okay? An injury, all of a sudden they're injured. So now you're still trying to get inside the other player's head, and Taylor Townsend again doing a fabulous job of staying mentally focused and mentally in the match, doing what she's supposed to be doing while Ostapenko is dealing with an alleged injury. Okay, now let's go to the end of the match when they're shaking hands. Ostapenko loses her mind and flips out on Taylor Townsend, basically telling her that she has no class and that she is uneducated. And I think that this is where that got a little twisted. I don't think, in all honesty, as atrocious as Ostapenko was, I do not think this had anything to do with race or being a racist. I think that she literally felt that she was right about what she was arguing about, when, quite frankly, she was dead wrong about what she was arguing about. There was a particular point in the match, Mike, where Taylor Townsend hit the net, and then Ostapenko was able to get the ball back. Taylor Townsend then hits a winner after she returned the ball that hit the net. In most cases, when you hit the net and then it becomes a winner on the other opponent, you give a courtesy hand up, or you say, I'm sorry. First and foremost, let me tell you something. Nobody is ever sorry that they won that point, okay? They just do that to be PC. But in this case, there was no reason to do it because that particular shot did not win the point. It was the next shot that won the point. So at the end of the day, the only person that displayed a lack of class or a lack of intelligence, in my humble opinion, as a coach and as a player, was Ostapenko. It had absolutely nothing to do with Taylor Townsend. And it goes back to your original point. Ostapenko was mad because she lost that match. So the life lesson, the tennis lesson to learn here for those that play the game, and even if you don't play the game, the lesson here to learn, people, is you need to lose or win with style, class, grace, and dignity. And you know what? Ostapenko fell very short of doing that. So kudos to Taylor Townsend for stepping up and handling her business the way that she handled it. She stood up to her and she basically said, look, I owe you nothing. And what I did is just fine. You took offense to it. That's on you. So I thought that that was interesting. Tsitsipas had something similar happen to him with a guy that he's standing. Look, man, it's an intelligent play. At the end of the day, it's an intelligent play by your opponent. If you're going to stand all the way back and return at the wall, you know what? Any smart player is going to hit an underhand serve and make it so that you have to run forward so far that you can't get that ball. Well, he didn't like it. He didn't like that the guy did that. You know what? I thought it was a really heads-up play. I thought it was a smart play. And quite frankly, Mike Wilson, let me tell you something. The Dorf man has done it to people himself. So, you know what? It's all about court position. It's all about using your head. Yep. And when you're out there, it's survival of the fittest, okay? And I as a coach, I've seen some things that I find atrocious. The serving and returning from some of these top players, it's crazy to me. The amount of double faults we're seeing is almost like what you see at the junior level. The amount of misses that you're seeing on returns, it's like the junior level. So what I'm really trying to tell you is pressure bust pipes, and the pressure is on with all of these players at all times, and you just never know who's going to crack and who's going to stay strong. So it's been pretty interesting. All right. Let's take a break. I know that was a lot of me, my friend, but I just wanted to get that in and talk a little U.S. Open. So keep it close. We'll get back into the football on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. It's week one of college football. Still a couple games today. I believe a game tomorrow night. That's the Bill Belichick game for the North Carolina Tar Heels. So interesting there. We will dive into other things, Mike, but I do know you've got some questions that you want to throw at me. So go right ahead, brother. Let's rock and roll, man. Go ahead.
So, okay, since you are the tennis expert and the guy that I rely on for reliable tennis, you know, analysis, you know, Ben Shelton, like I was looking at Ben Shelton, and I know he got injured the other day and he had to retire, and you know, because of his shoulder. Do you have any more information on the extent of that shoulder injury, and how is this going to set back Ben Shelton? Because I look at him and I watch him play, Andy, and I'm like, man, this guy has potential. Like he does have potential to be great, but what are your views, one, on the injury and setback with it, but two, just with Ben Shelton in general in terms of his talent that he has?
Well, first and foremost, let's talk about the talent. Let's address that first, because I think it's off the charts, obviously. The sky's the limit for him, and I do think that he will have the opportunity to win majors and maybe win some majors as well. It's not easy to do. We all know that. Let's talk a little bit about the injury now. As you know, there's a lot of physicality out there on the courts. And basically, you know, a few weeks ago, Gregor Dimitrov was playing a fantastic match against Jannik Sinner. And it looked like he was well on his way to beating Sinner before he wound up tearing his pec. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is there's a lot of force when you're hitting the ball. And if you pinch something while you're swinging, which is kind of what I'm going to guess happened, I don't have any insight on it, but from what I saw, because I was watching it, and I saw how he got very uncomfortable. I think it was just basically the fact that the ball was coming to him with a lot of force, and he somehow got a little too inside on the ball, which basically made his shoulder open up a little bit. And I'm telling you, my friend, the way that these guys hit the ball with so much power and so much force, if you take it wrong, it's going to jar things. And I think, I don't I don't know that the injury is all that significant. I think it was a combination of things, to be honest with you. When you're playing and you're down, and you're trying to battle back, but the deck is stacked a little bit against you in the sense of you're not playing at 100%, it kind of makes you a little more susceptible to saying enough's enough. And I was watching Ben, and he was trying to battle, but I also think that he was going to lose that match, whether he tried to continue playing or he just decided to say enough's enough. Mannarino had gotten into him mentally. So I don't know if, again, I'm not calling him a quitter, okay? I would never do that. But I also say to myself, he probably was thinking, you know, even if I can get through this match, like, how am I going to be able to go out and play another match? And at that point, it becomes, do I risk more of an injury? So I think that to a certain degree, I think this was calculated where he's saying, look, even if I get through this, I'm not getting through the next one. So I'm better off licking my wounds, moving on, and getting ready for days ahead of me versus maybe prolonging this injury and hurting my career in the near future. So I don't think it's super duper significant, Mike. I think this was a little bit more of an ego thing, to be quite honest with you. But at the same time, I know he's a competitor. I know he's a guy that wants to go out there and play. So I just think this had to do with the potential of getting through that match and what would it look like the days ahead of him, more so than how significant of an injury it was, particularly at that moment. So a couple of different levels to that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But I think Ben will be fine, is my point. He'll be fine. He'll be back out on the courts, and he'll be back battling sooner than we can imagine.
Second and last question for you. Coco, can she – I mean, she's won this before, so she can win it again. But what are your thoughts and feelings about Coco taking home the U.S. Open?
I think she's got a really tough match ahead of her, my friend. Naomi Osaka is who she has up next. And if there's anybody that can handle just about anything when it comes to the sport of tennis, I'm not going to put it past Naomi Osaka. I think this is going to be one hell of a match tomorrow on Labor Day. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if Osaka is able to get through Coco. As you know, many other people as well, she had a coaching change right before this tournament, and really more so than anything, they've been working on her serve, and it's really just with her ball toss to get it more above her head so that she's going up and through the ball a little bit more, which is a technique that I use as well. So I fully support it, to be honest with you. I think it's a good idea. But I also think that if there's something that could go bad for Coco, it's her serve and her forehand. And I just feel like Naomi Osaka is extremely solid. She's battle tested. She's a mother. She's had a baby. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot to it. And they played 6 years ago, and I think Naomi got the better of her then. And I will not be shocked or surprised at whatever the outcome is, but I give a slight edge to Naomi Osaka in tomorrow's matchup because I just think that there's just nothing that's going to faze her. And I've seen Coco be extremely emotional out on the courts, and I've seen Osaka be emotional out on the courts too, but that was before she had the baby. So I think it's a different Naomi Osaka, but the talent on with Coco is through the charts too. The best backhand probably on the women's tour, although Anisimova probably would have something to say about that because her down the line backhand is absolutely incredible too. But I love Coco, I really do. But I also have some issues with some of the things that she does on court, and I'm not a big fan of people crying out on a tennis court. I'm just not. It's not something I like to see. It's bad. It's a bad look for yourself. It's a bad look for the game, because at the end of the day, you should be out there enjoying yourself and having so much fun. And the only tears that I'd like to see would be tears of joy, not tears of like, oh, I can do better. So I find that to be something that I despise. But with that being said, I think we're set for one hell of a match, Mike, and it could go either way, but I'm going to give a slight edge to Naomi Osaka.
Okay. All right. That about sums it up for me in the U.S. Open, man. You, like I said, you are my tennis guru that I look to, my man.
All right. We got to get some NFL football in, and I want to go that way for the rest of the hour because, as we know, man, it's here. It starts next week. We got games starting on Thursday and then obviously all throughout the weekend and then the Monday night. And think about it, man. What a better game to start with than the Cowboys and the Eagles, right? Especially after Micah Parsons is no longer a part of the Cowboys and they got to go to the Eagles, you know, Lincoln Financial Field week one right out of the gate when I'm sure there's so many more questions than answers that they have about everything right now in Big D. And we know that the Eagles, you know, they're coming off of a Super Bowl. So we'll see if they have any hangover, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that trade of Micah to the Green Bay Packers, you just know Jalen Hurts was sitting back just with a big cheese-eating grin, man. Be like, I don't have to worry about that guy anymore in my own division. I don't have to worry about getting hit, sacked, what picked off, you know, who knows, with Micah Parsons. So I personally think Philly's just going to dog walk the Cowboys. I really think that this trade of Micah is going to have like a mental thing on a lot of those players in Big D. I really do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they feel about what's going on in Big D, and we'll see the kind of effort they give week one, to be honest with you. It'll be interesting. All right, I think we got to take a break, and then obviously we'll come back and we'll rap about what's happening in the NFL, but we'll go all NFL for the rest of the show if that's cool with you. And I know we've got a caller, MISM, so hang through the break, my friend, and we will get you on board with us. Big day for him. He's a U fan, baby. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. What would a show be like, Mike Wilson, if we didn't hear from one of the greatest callers in sports radio of all time? That would be MISM. For those that don't know, and it's been a while, we haven't talked to him in like 6 weeks, something like that. I think I'm going through MISM withdrawal, to be honest with you. But that would be Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, where the hell have you been, man?
Hold on, guys. I'm just getting out of the basement. Hold on a second. Wait, someone's here.
Andy. What do you mean Coco's going to eat Osaka tomorrow? No.
That would be the LISM.
Yes, I got the combo here. I mean, I've missed you guys. I'll tell you that. But look, I'm all about Coco, guys. Like, don't get me wrong. I love her. I think she is amazing. I think she's a fun watch. But there's just something about the calm coolness of Naomi Osaka that I think it could be a really, really challenging test for Coco to stay in this thing mentally. Just giving you my perspective on it. And I'm pulling for Coco, but I will not be shocked if Naomi Osaka can get it done.
If Osaka wins, I owe you a Zico coconut water.
MJ, would you just do a Chuck Barris and hit the gong? Enough with this U.S. Open gong show stuff. Let's hit some NFL, guys. My goodness gracious, here we are. We're on the precipice of the Super Bowl, the 60th Super Bowl coming at us. And here we are. Unbelievable. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Santa Monica. You got LISM next to me. I haven't talked to you. I miss you guys for so much. And here we are. I'm making my annual call the weekend before. Let's talk some NFL football. I cannot be more excited about what's going on in the league, especially with Green Bay. I mean, with the new Minister of Defense. No. He's not the Minister of Defense. He's Micah Packers, dude. We got Micah freaking Packers.
coming to the Green Bay Packers to deliver us another championship. But guys, I am so excited about this. Here's some numbers for you. Ready for this? Ready for this? MJ, by the way, how you doing? Nice to hear from you, MJ.
I'm good.
How
let
old was Brett Favre when he won Super Bowl 31?
I'm good.
Anyone know? How old was Brett Favre when he won the Super Bowl for the Packers in New Orleans?
I'm gonna say 27.
How old was Aaron Rodgers when he beat Pittsburgh for the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna say 27.
How old is Jordan Love?
Right now, Jordan Love is 26.
But by the Super Bowl XL, he will be?
Yes, 27, my friend.
There you go. And by the way, it's not called Super Bowl LX for any other reason than it's Love and Xavier Worthy time. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be a Super Bowl with the X Factor. And you know what the X Factor is of this season? X Factor can only be Taylor Swift. It's all about Taylor Swift being the X Factor. And now she probably won't be our Super Bowl halftime pick, although that would be fun. But can you imagine that? LX with Swift and Love. I mean, you know, just sharing the groove, man. I love you guys, too. I miss you.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear your voice, but obviously very excited about Micah Parsons becoming a Packer. You and me both, we have that in common, man. It's an awesome thing, and it is absolutely fantastic that the Green Bay Packers did everything in their power to make it possible. You know, Mike brought up a great question, and I don't have the answer right in front of me, and I'm curious if you know the answer to this, just because I know you're big in the numbers and everything. The Green Bay Packers gave Micah Parsons $120 million at the signing, right? So he got that right then and there. So when you look at the contract, Mike broke it down. He's getting something like $4 million a year. Do you know how that works against the cap hit? Do you have any idea how that works in your mind? Because truth be told, if all that money is kind of taken away and they only have a $4 million cap hit from this, I got to think that the Green Bay Packers brass are maybe the smartest people in all of the NFL to be able to pull something off like that. Do you have any insight on the contract and how it affects the overall with the team and the cap hit moving forward?
Well, the Packers were able to gain cap space, I think it was $6 million, by getting rid of Kenny Clark. Here's the deal. What it boils down to is basically this year, Micah Parsons is going to cost them about $10 million against the salary cap. Now, this actually balloons to over $60 million in the final years of his contract, you know, especially at the end in 2028. So this was all about the GOAT, facing the state. It is time to win and time to win now. We will deal with that later. So right now, this was an unbelievable coup. It was an unbelievable trade. It was just masterful how the Packers did it. Once in a generation. I mean, the Packers haven't done anything like this since Reggie came to the Packers.
Yep.
And they didn't do it for Rodgers. And you know what? This was the right person at the right time. And think about it. Where did they put their eggs? They put it on defense and defensive pass rushers. I mean, it's amazing. The playbook that the Green Bay Packers have written for over three decades is something that will be studied for years, especially if they win a championship this year, and how they've been able to become relevant, stay relevant from now and into the future. It is just unbelievable.
No. Yeah, and they're still the youngest team in all of football. So I do think the future is extremely bright for the Green Bay Packers. So looking just out of curiosity, Mike and I have done this a couple times, but we're that much closer to it now. Some of the storylines coming into this season, right? Like, first and foremost, let's just talk a little bit about the Chiefs, and I'm skipping the Thursday game, which would be the Cowboys and the Eagles, and I'm going right to the Chiefs game and the Chargers, which is on the 5th, Friday the 5th, which is pretty cool. We're gonna get 4 days of NFL football next week. It's absolutely insane. You get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then obviously the Monday Nighter. But my question to both of you guys is this, is first and foremost, are we sleeping a little bit on the Chiefs based on what we saw from the Super Bowl last year? And are we kind of all of a sudden caving in on Patrick Mahomes and everything about him, because we thought we were looking at a dynasty and this and that and the other, but a lot of kinks in the armor were seen in the Super Bowl. So I guess my question is this: do we see the Kansas City Chiefs responding and getting back to the Super Bowl, or is this the demise of what once was a great dynasty when they were winning 3 out of 5 with Patrick Mahomes? So, MISM, you first. Where are you at on the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are returning, if I'm not mistaken, 3 of their top 15 starters from last year on defense. And as I said before, this game is all about defense. Mahomes is going to do his thing. They're going to get Rasheed Rice back after suspension. They will be fine. In fact, I think they'll be more than fine. I don't want to give you my Super Bowl picks too early here in the call, but I think they're going to be just fine. Any team that brings back a highly skilled defense and a one that has played together will go far in the season.
So we already know he's got them going to the Super Bowl. Mike, where are you at with the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't want people the last thing you want to do to a 3-time Super Bowl champ is sleep on them. They know how to win. They know how to win big. And I can't remember, and Andy, maybe you can look this up real quick, but I know there is one of their top skill guys is out for multiple games this season already because of off the field issues. However,
Rasheed Rice was suspended for 6 weeks.
He already said it. So 6 weeks, and then he'll be back. But again, Patrick Mahomes he'll find other weapons. Go ahead, Mike.
Right. No, and I'll just continue. Like, if you want to sleep on them, go ahead at your own peril. But the only thing is, the division that they're in has gotten better. Now, you know, there are people I've heard that would be like, well, they got to get out of their division first. I still think Kansas City is the class of the AFC West. But I think the road to win that division has gotten a little bit harder because the teams in the division have gotten harder in terms of the amount of talent that they have.
Right.
And everybody, you know, everybody's putting a lot of stock in Denver with, you know, with Bo Nix and what they got going there. So it'll be interesting to see what Kansas City does in the division. But I'm not sleeping on them at all. There is no way that I would sleep on a guy like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and especially Andy Reid, for crying out loud. You can't sleep on Andy Reid at all.
All right, so fellas, real quickly, because we've only got a couple minutes left. Who are the teams, in your opinions, to look out for in the AFC? And then I'll ask you the same question about the NFC.
Oof.
And we all know Kansas City is one of them. So MISM, who are the teams in the AFC this year that you think are in real contention?
Baltimore Ravens. It goes to Baltimore. Okay. Everyone will argue Buffalo. It's going to Baltimore.
Okay. So you think Baltimore is the biggest test for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it could be Baltimore's year.
I cannot bet against Lamar Jackson. That guy is a freaking stud. I mean, why he doesn't get MVP every year is beyond me, because he has everything.
All right.
He's a freaking
all right, Mike.
Athlete.
Mike, who you got?
I got Baltimore as well, but I also have Buffalo. They got the reigning MVP in Josh Allen. I think Buffalo
If they can get it done, and that's the thing, they haven't done it yet, but they got the talent to do it. So I'm going to say Buffalo and Baltimore for sure.
I'm going to throw two other teams in the mix. I like those two, the teams that you guys have said as well. But I'm going to throw Cincinnati in there. I think Joey Big Game Burrow is really ready to have an unbelievable season. And then I'm going to throw the Houston Texans back in the mix. I think C.J. Stroud had a little bit of a down year, but I also think that they're going to improve. All right, real quickly, NFC, who's the biggest competitor now in the NFC to the Philadelphia Eagles? You quickly, MISM.
Well, I'll just have to go with the Packers. I mean, first of all, I think the Eagles are going to have a cakewalk in their division.
Okay. Mike, who do you got?
I got Green Bay and Detroit.
I think you guys are sleeping on Washington. I'm going to add them in the mix because I think Jaden Daniels is absolutely incredible. Let's take a break. MISM, stick with us through the break, and we'll all do what we do, which is called parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yes, you got me, Andy Dorf, and we're lucky enough to have a couple of great callers, MISM, LISM, that's Mitch and Linda in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. So, without further ado, let's all do our parting shots, and LISM, you're up first. Let's hear what you got.
Can you please send me some earplugs?
It might get a little loud in this house for the next couple months.
Oh, I love it. All right, MISM, you're up, buddy.
Yesterday's tribute to Lee Corso at the Shoe was unbelievable. What an incredible talent, a absolute revolutionizer, a revolutionary in college football broadcasting. Never be anyone like him. It's so great to be able to give a tribute to a guy while he's still alive and still doing his thing. Unbelievable, Lee Corso. Oh, and by the way, Packers over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And I want to hear Andy's Super Bowl picks.
I love it. Go ahead, man. Mike, you're up, partner. Mike, you there? Well, we might have lost Mike. That's okay. So
no,
I'll do my part.
I'm here.
There he is. Okay, go ahead, Mike. Real quick, buddy.
Yeah, no, real quick. Hey, I'll piggyback on the Lee Corso thing. Guy was revolutionary. He made college football kind of what it is a little bit with just his personality. And then the second thing, look, NFL season is here too, man. Let's get the chili out, the ribs, everything, and just have a good time with it. And the Pack, yeah, it's going to be an interesting year for the Pack for sure.
I'm going to start this way. Yeah, man, the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, brother. And Jordan Love is going to win the MV freaking P, baby. Now that we got Micah Parsons in the building, are you kidding me? And you know what? Let's keep it rolling because my Brew Crew, you're killing it too. You're going to win the World freaking Series, man. It's going to be an unbelievable sports year for the Wisconsin people. And that's all I got to say about that. But obviously, U.S. Open
good
too.
Hell.
Let's go. It's been amazing. So keep it here, baby. A great Labor Day weekend show. We'll get at you, people. Week 1 of the NFL next week. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.